Morning, good morning. Come on now, somebody bless his name. Come on now, we are live. Come on now, we are live. Come on in. Come on in. Come on out. Favor, grace, prosperity, and wealth is your portion. So come on, let's just begin to just magnify the Lord. Father, we thank you. Less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind. Speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread. I know it's regular morning, but listen, the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. Then it says, to those that believe on him, those that believe him, the word, receive him, the word. He gave them, those that received him, the power to become the sons of God. Now, when you understand that receiving him means you hear him, you hide the word in your heart, and then you execute and do the word. You show the Lord and the devil that you have received the word. Someone type, I receive him, it is so. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it, it is so. Come on now. Share the broadcast. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor Michael Bryant, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it'll be the word. The Bible says man doesn't live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So listen, grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, and let's get to this word. Amen. All right. All right. Let's see here. All right, all right. Now listen, we have been right here in this power of all, teaching about the power of all. Amen. And we're going to get to Acts chapter 2, but I also want us to go to Ephesians this morning. Ephesians chapter 3, and I think that's where we're going to start today. Ephesians chapter 3, then we'll go to Acts chapter 2. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3, and then Acts chapter 2. Now listen, we are walking in this power of all, this power of all. And we activated this word at Pentecost, okay? It was the Feast of Pentecost. And the Bible says that you shall arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time is come. Okay. So first of all, we understand that God created the time, the season, and the meeting place so that way he can come and fellowship, reconnect, and restore us for the upcoming season. This is why he says in Deuteronomy chapter 16, come into my presence three times in a year and do not come empty-handed. You must make an exchange with God for what's in your hand with the blessing of the season, the blessing of the Lord. The Bible says it's the blessing of the Lord. It makes you rich and adds no sorrow. It's his empowerment to prosper and be successful. Let me just put that up there for so that you can write it down. The blessing of the Lord, okay? The blessing of the Lord. And I'm just taking my time. I got about 10 minutes. I want to share this with you so that way I can get out of here and get you back to your day. But the blessing of the Lord is his supernatural empowerment and presence on your life to prosper and be successful. Okay, in Genesis chapter 1, he created mankind and then he blessed them. So creation, your kingship, your lordship, our glory, and the blessing are two separate power sources. Oh, come on now. I ain't got time to get in that today. We will get into that, okay? because the Bible says that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, okay? But in this time and season that we're in, this season of the power of all, we are in this power of all. And this is why this is so powerful, because God opened up the portal from heaven to earth on Pentecost. Hey, glory. Woo, my God, Acts chapter 2. Let's go there real quick. Acts chapter 2. Let's take a look at this power door. Paul said that a great door, an effectual door, has been opened up, has opened unto me, but there are many adversaries. Okay. Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all whole, all together, with one accord, one passion, one mind, in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from where? From heaven, as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house. So the house was filled first because it had to contain his presence. But then, and it says, and it put unto them cloven tongues like a fire, and it sat on each of them. And they were all filled. So the tongue of fire was the seed of the infilling of the Holy Ghost and the kingdom of God. Because Paul said the kingdom of God is within you. The gospel says the kingdom of God is in you. Okay, someone type, it's in me. Come on now, it is so. It's in me. It is so. It is so. Come on now, type that now. Type that. It's in me. It is so. So when you understand this power portal, okay, high glory, this power portal, okay, so listen, high glory. So now when we go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it's going to make a little bit more sense, okay? Well, verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts. That Christ, he didn't say Jesus. He said Christ, the anointed one and his anointing. It's the supernatural power. It's the supernatural spiritual connection. Glory to the Father and the Word. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in what? Love. God is love. That's what the Bible says. God is love. Oh, come on, somebody. God is. He is. He is love. Okay. So now if he is love and he is a spirit, love is a spirit. Oh, come on now. That you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, length, depth, and height of that love. And to know that the love of Christ, which surpasses all knowledge, that you might be what? Filled with all the fullness of God. Oh my God, are you getting this? Now verse 20, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the what? Power that works where? Within us. So get this today. The power is in you. Don't let the devil discount you or try to guilt trip you or condemn you into not accessing your power, because the power is already there waiting for you to flip on the switch. Someone go click. It is so. Come on now. When you turn on the switch and connect yourself to the power, you have all access. Oh, my God. Woo. You have all access to the power source. Amen. Unto him that's able to do exceeding, to go above and beyond, moreover, abundantly, this word abundantly in the Greek, the perisos of God, means exceeding some number or measure, over and above, more than is necessary, something furthermore, much more than all, come on now, superior, surpassing, extraordinary. Oh, come on now. More excellent, more remarkable, preeminence. Come on now. More eminent. Oh, come on now. Or super added. So today, walk in your super added, your preeminent, your more than enough, above, over and above power of God in your life, that you can begin to manifest what's already yours, your inheritance. Lift your hands. Father, I thank you. Father, you said while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So, Father, right now, even as we prepare. You said, I wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father, you said in Genesis 8:22, and this is what the kingdom is built on, that while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night, shall not cease. High glory. This is what the kingdom of God is built on. Amen. Seed time and harvest. You sow a seed, you reap a harvest. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God. Come on now. Get this. Woo, and we're going to get into this. I'm waiting for the Lord to release me, to release this word. But listen, when I teach you about the seed time and harvest and the kingdom law of sowing seed and reaping harvest, it's going to change your whole world. The Bible said, with all you're getting, get understanding, okay? So how are we going to do this? I'm glad you asked. By sowing seed. You can use the ministry and use the PayPal at RestoredMIN.intl, or you can scan the little QR code right there and it'll take you to the donation link. You can use our Zelle at RestoredMIN.intl@gmail.com. The church has a Cash App at $RestoredMI. And you can also go to the website, www.restoredministriesint.org, and you can sow your seed. Listen, so get your seed, your $55 seed, your $155, your $555 seed. We are sowing this denomination of seed because it's the multiplied seed of grace, multiplied grace seed, okay? Woo, high glory. And we're going to have Tanya, Pastor and Prophet Tanya, share her testimony again, how finding her purpose, walking in the truth, and finishing the course gave her a 55% increase financially in the new employment that she's in right now. Now, you can also receive what's called the prophet's reward by sowing the seed directly into the hand of the priest, Ezekiel 44:30. The first of all first fruits of all things and every oblation or teruma and of every sort of teruma shall be the priest. And you shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may speak or cause the blessing to rest in your house. When you sow it directly into the hand of the priest of the ministry, I am the priest and prophet over this ministry. When you use my Cash App at $MDBryan, on my PayPal, on my Zelle, right there on the screen, now you're accessing the prophet's reward or the teruma. That word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma, because now you are opening the great and effectual door called Harekesha. Woo, my God, the prophet's reward or the teruma, and you activate the prophetic voice of God through the mouth of the priest and prophet to speak the blessing of the Lord in your life. Lift your hands. Father, right now, I declare and decree. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, as your sons and daughters sow seed, as they sow the teruma, as they sow their offering and their tithe, Father, woo, I declare the blessing of the Lord. It will make them rich and add no sorrow. I declare and decree, prosperity and wealth is their portion. I declare and decree, woo, liberty and freedom is their portion. I declare and decree, favor and the greater is their portion, and their grace is multiplied in Jesus' mighty name. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the broadcast. Don't miss tomorrow. We're going in. Be blessed.